Hi, this is Chapter 10, Power Supplies. There are 21 questions in this chapter. Number 1. In a regulated power supply, the blank is between the input and the rectifier. Transformer. Number 2. In a regulated power supply, the transformer connects to an external source which is referred to as input. Number 3. In a regulated power supply, the blank is between the transformer and the filter. Rectifier. Number 4. In a regulated power supply, the blank is connected to the regulator. Output. Number 5. In a regulated power supply, the output of the filter connects to the regulator. In a regulated power supply, the output of the rectifier is connected to the filter. Which of these usually needs a heavy-duty power supply? A transceiver. Number 8. A power supply DC at 12 volts at 5 amps, the power transformer should be rated higher than 60 watts. Number 9. What may cause a buzzing or hum in the signal of an AC-powered transmitter? A bad filter capacitor in the transmitter power supply. Number 10. To convert AC to pulsating DC, you should use a diode. Number 11. If your mobile transceiver works in your car but not in your home, what should you check first? The power supply. Number 12. What device converts household current to 12V DC? A power supply. Number 13. You have a very loud, low-frequency hum appearing on your transmission. What part of the transmitter would you look for the first look for the trouble? The power supply. If alternating current is applied to the anode of a diode, what would you expect to see at the cathode? Pulsating direct current. Number 15. The action of changing alternating current to direct current is called rectification. Number 16. How is a voltmeter usually connected to a circuit under test? In parallel with the circuit. Number 17. When measuring current drawn from a DC power supply, it is true to say that the meter will act in circuit as a low-value resistance. Number 18. How is an ammeter usually connected to a circuit under test? In series with the circuit. Number 19. Which of the following meters would you use to measure the power supply drawn by a small handheld transistorized receiver? A DC ammeter. Number 20. When measuring the current drawn by a power supply, the current meter should be placed in series with one of the receiver power leads. Number 21. In measuring volts and amps, the connection should be made with the voltmeter in parallel and ammeter in series.